Yeah, we're holding Daf Yudam and Aleph. Just to mention the last Shailom, again, the Rabbu is the one that said that Moedir Rav Shim himself agrees that Liyachra Reifa, that the Petach Hamor is also Bano. So how do we know this from? So you brought a rifle, the last Bryce had said that all looks like Kerem Shaniska, Legba Ruf, it says Sperm Mitzvah, says the Petach Hamor, of those Gola Kulam Matam to Mesechlim, Tanakabu to Mesechlim, even though the Rasa Bano. Rav Shim and Amino, Kulam Matam to Mesechlim, since the Rasa Bano, but it says, Moedir Rav Shim, Bosom Cholashim Tam to Mesechlim, only Basav Chol is Mekabel Tum Sechel as it once before became Mosav was Mutatit. And Rav Rabbasim Rav Yochanan in my time that it was Rav Shim Svaru to see what the Pasuk says. Mikolochol Hashem Yochol. So we dash in Oichol Shati Yochol Achilu Lachirim Kori Oichol. But Shiati Yochol Achilu Lachirim and Kori Oichol. Food that you cannot even feed to a goy is not called food at all. So when food is also banor, it's not called an Oichol. Therefore, these things cannot be Mekabel Tum as Oichlin. Only Basav Chol could be Mekabel Tum as Oichlin. He is not a few them the verses on top. Hihochi, if so, boss of the cholov, if Rav Shimon swears that something that's mutter barno is called an oichel, only things that are rosser barno is not called an oichel, hihochi, if so, boss of the cholov, ma'ira de hois la shasa kosher, why does Rav Shimon have to say this swara? Why has it Tumas oichlin? It's because before you cooked them together, each one was mutter by itself. Typically, let's take it from the oichel shat yochel achil lacherimu. According to Rav Shimon, even though you cooked up Bas V'chol, it's still Mutar Bano. The Tani was on like this. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, he says, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, the name of Rabbi Shimon, that his svar is that the Bas V'chol of Bas V'chila and Mutar Bano, even after you cook Mamish Midiraisa, the Bas V'chol together, still it's Mutar Bano Midiraisa. Shinam, because the Pasuk says, Ki Yam Kodesh Atul Hashem L'techo, that's this Pasuk by Bas V'chol, by treifa, by behemoth to treifa. So ma lahalun nasa b'chil behemoth to treifa tosa teach, but a mutar b'hano is afkan here also bosa b'cholov. Is also b'chil you're not allowed to eat it, but a mutar b'hano, it's mutar b'hano. So what does Rav Shimon have to say? The reason why bosa b'cholov is to have tumas oichlin, because it won't have a shasa kosher. Typically, stam, it's mutar b'hano. So much so true, I tell you, chodo v'yod koma, one and a second reason. Chod, one reason is that the Yoichol Shat Yoichol Lahachilu Lacherim Hu. One reason is because, true, it's Mutar Bano according to Rabbi Shimon. Therefore, it's called an Eichel, even though a Jew can't eat it, but since he can give it to a guy, it's called an Eichel. V'yod, secondly, another svar is V'yod, the Didei Nami, Helei Hoysla Shasa Kaisher. I tell you, even to the other Shittas, V'yod, even the Shittas hold that Bas V'chol was also Bano, still there's a svar to say that since it had a shasa kosher, that's why it should be mekabel tumas oichlin. Rashi says the day name means like this. The day name means a tzorach yisrael atzmai. The boss of has a mal even for the sake of a Jew. Hoysel a shasa kosher. The one set of time that you're able to eat it. I was sure haniskel begla ruful a hoysel a shasa kosher. Never a shasa kosher. I feel a kaidu machain to begla v'chayya becheskis tisrael medis. So kids, that's trying to be Shimon. But I call upon him, the question is, V'yim Isa, you tell me now the according to Rabbi Shimon, that he says a regular Petach Hamor, it's not also Bano. If you want to tell me that he also holds Liach HaRei for Shorin, that even if in the case where you're not poised, if you don't give a set to the coin, so then as we come, we chop off the head of the Petach Hamor, still it's Mutar Bano, if that would be the swear according to Rabbi Shimon, if so, in which the Akhar Rekha Shavu Rav Shimon, listening, should have learned this brisa then, that Umoid the Rav Shimon Petach Hamor, Ubrasa B'cholov Shimatam of Tumas Eichlin. It should have been that Rav Shimon said he agrees that both Petach Hamor and Brasa B'cholov has Tumas Eichlin. Because you want to tell me that Petach Hamor is Mutar Bano, so it should be called an Eichel that you can give to a goy to eat, so it should have Tumas Eichlin. So since Rav Shimon does not agree by Petach Hamor, only by Brasa B'cholov, it would be mashma that Petach Hamor is also Bano. And where is the case? And it must be Liachra Reifa. This is the Raya to Rabbo, that according to Rav Shimon, he would agree that Liachra Reifa of the Petach Hamor, and it's like, then it becomes also Bano. Tomorrow says, no, I'll tell you like this. E dechoshiv olei hochinami. If Yitacha had in mind to eat this Petach Hamor, to give it to a guy, Rashi says, I'll say this, but if you would have had a mind to give it to a guy, hochinami, true, Reb Shimon would have agreed then that maybe it has two masechlin. It was maybe no, maybe according to Reb Shimon, Fetach Hamor is always muta b'noi even racha reifa. And if you would have had in mind to give it to a guy, it would be have two masechlin. But Hocha b'mayach kin, you know what the price is talking about? To lechosh shabalei, you do not have in mind to eat it. Rashi says lechosh shabalei liyachila. O mishem hochila tonilei, tistom alav lachila koi, minastam is not meant to eat the Fetach Hamor. So that's why it's not makabel to maseichlin. Then Achnami maybe quotes from Shimon since it's taka muta b'ano. If you would have a mind to a guy, it could be muta. So now it's like this. We're asking what lechoshelim is so the time of my matami rabbonin so that's a kasha. So what rabbonin says makabel to maseichlin? If you didn't have a mind to it, the chur shouldn't be called an eichel. Sakud Rabbanan said has two maseichlin then. Even they hold Yisuri Hano has two maseichlin, but it has to be that you have a mind to eat it. So Mar says, Amur Rabbanan Kaimut Rashashis. The Rabbanan said over the answer to this in front of Rashashis, that Hoyo the Yisuri Chishuvai. Since the Yisur is Makshivit, Adarab Rashi says, the Yisuri Chishuvai, Yisur the Yosele Rachmona Li Yisrael. That is the Torah said, you're not allowed to eat this. It's also Banoam, Mishavle Eichel. That itself makes into an eichel. The chiv and the yosle, since the Torah had to come and say it's also to you, mechlal the royal lachila levikachavimu. Mashman really is fit for goy to eat it. And the fact that the Torah had to say it's also for you, that goof is the proof that really is called an eichel. So Rabbanan hold, you don't have to be able to feed it to a goy, but as long as lemaisa goy himself would eat it, it's called an eichel. And therefore it's makabel to maseichlin. Yeah. Samara asked the question, is that true? Ule Rabbon, according to Rabbonin, Miyomad, we really say this svara of Hoyo v'Yisuri Cheshubei, is this really true? That we say this svara of Hoyo v'Yisuri Cheshubei? I, the Yotzanam, learn like this. Shloi Shosa Dvorim Omru B'Neveles Oiftor. You have a bird that died by itself, a Torodika bird. So there are 13 different special lochas that were said about its nevela, about the dead body of this oif. So it says, V'zu Achazman, this is one of them. That tzricha machshava v'eino tzricha echsha. That you have to have machshava, you have to have a mind to eat it. Otherwise, it's not makabel tumah. But you don't have to have a hechsha, you don't have to have water come upon it first. That's one of the lochis. But mashmi, you have to have a machshava to eat it, or to give it to a guy to eat at least. Now the question is why? V'yisuri chishuvra, if you tell me, now since the Torah says it's also to eat, that in itself proves that it is called an eichel, that guy need it. So the Torah has to tell a Jew, you're not allowed to eat it. If that's a sport to make it into an eichel, if so, lomali machshava. So what does it say here? One of the your 13 halachas about a nevela seif tor that in order for it to become a tumah seichlin, you have to have a machshava. You have to think you want to give it to a guy to eat. Why? So Marin says, I'll tell you, Nechlami, this mishnah goes to mani Reb Shimoni. If this mishnah goes according to Reb Shimoni, Shimon holds just like you said, the Petach Hamor. It's not makabel tumah seichlin, because you don't have machshava to eat it, even though it's also, according to Reb Shimon, not this svar v'isurei. It's only because you have in mind to give it. So therefore it's good, the nevel seif tor would only be tummy if you have in mind to give it to a guy. So if it comes out good, your mani Reb Shimoni goes according to Reb Shimon. According to Rabbanan and Nechlami, you don't have to have machshav. Toshima, come in here. It says, Nevelas behemot meyom. You have Nevelas behemot mey that died. So, b'chol mokum. Any place it is, it's makabel tumah, it has tumah seichlin on it. B'chol mokum. Whether it's in a big city, Rashi says, Nevelas behemot mey b'chol mokum. She stoma olav lachila kaimo. Fakir, dimisa, it's mis. V'yoyd she yesh lo shnei d'chuyim. Achas lo nishchato. V'yachas t'mehi. V'chein nevela seif tor. It says both the same halacha. There is nevela behemoth t'meya b'chol makom. That what it's not makabel tumah. It doesn't have a shem eichel on it. And on nevela seif tor. V'ha chelev and fat. B'kforim. In the small cities. Rashi says v'chelev. Shumin shel nevela tora. The fat of a nevela tora b'kforim. Dani and him. They're the very poor. When regilum lechel eifers, they don't eat the birds, the shum, they don't eat the fat. So therefore, tzrichin machshav olachin lechavim. This place is only makabel tumah if you have in mind to give it to a guy. V'yim lab, if you don't have in mind, ein metamin tumas eichlin. It's not makabel tumas eichlin. Rashi says, "Ivim Taimin the Veles Beimer Tameya Tumas Eichlin Lomeli Hametam Adam Kiel Must Tum Anyway." It itself is an Avela. It has Tumah. What do you have to come on to Tumas Eichlin? So Tris Tumim Bimasa Priest says, "The Ika Pachus Mekizayis Metam Avin Aler Tumas Nevelim." That's Pachus Mekizayis. The question is, this Mitzarif was another date set to Mekamu Tumas Eichlin. Yes, that's what it says again. The Behemah Tameya Bechol Mokum needs Machshava. Or Nevela Soif Tor Ve'achelav Oni Bekforim. There are poor people needs Machshuicha Machshava. But the Yenim Tzrichin Hechsher. Once you have Machshava, then you don't have to have Hechsher. Yeah, Rashi says Hoyle Metama Tuma Chamura Biyoid Shehoye Bo Zayi Shalom Biyoid Imchaberas Nevela. Because since a Nevela has a Tuma Chamura to it, when you have a Kezayis of a Nevela, it's Metama has an Achadalach of an Afatuma. So therefore, even though now you have less than the Kezayis, but Hechsher does not need. But Machshava does. Now, the Amrigan, if you're going to tell me now the slow according to Rabbanan is, that Yisurich Yishuv, anytime the Torah says it's also Tidit. When the Torah gives you an Yisatidit, that in itself proves that's called Imoichel, it's Machshavat Yisom, Lomuli Machshava. So why does it say, again, you have to have Machshavat in the Kabbalah to him? By itself it should be called Imoichel. So again, the Gemara says, could be Hermani Rabbi Shimon in Echonam, this Bryce again goes according to Rabbi Shimon. But could be according to Rabbanan in Echonam, the Rabbanan Svari is, Hoyovi Yisurei Chishuvai. Torah Shema, come in here. It says also, Nevelas, Behema Toiro, Bechomokom. The Nevela, the Behema Toiro, what in Stam, this is Makabatum, Bechomokom. And she says, Nevela, Behema Toiro, Bechomokom, Stoma, Lachilas, Yodikachovim. It is Namnias. And Berdegab Yisrael, and Berdegichu Echor. Therefore, does not need Machshav, Makabatum, Asaychlim. Yeah. So it says, Nevelas, Behema Toiro, Bechomokom, wherever it is, it's Makabatum, Asaychlim. On the Velas Oif HaTor, the Hachelev Bishrokim, in the Shrokim, the big marketplaces, there everybody uses it and eats it. So, Eilim Tzricha Machshav, you don't have to have Machshav, because Min Astam it's only for people to eat it. And Vloy Hechsh, you don't have to have Hechsh for Lekabotuma. But Mashmo Tumeyo, Vloy Machshav. If it would have been on the Velas Oif Tomei, then it would have to have Machshav, so the Velas Behemet Tumeyo would have to have Machshav. So, look where you see, even though it's also needs Machshav. So what would you answer? So he told maybe one answer, and I'll tell you again, Hermani Rabbi Shimon, is goes according to Rabbi Shimon again. So Mara says, no, hold me the Sefer Rabbi Shimon, since the Sefer is Rabbi Shimon, have erased the love of Rabbi Shimon, the Chur Hashem in the Rashi, is not Rabbi Shimon. The Tony said, because it says in the Sefer, Rabbi Shimon says, Af ha-gomol v'ha-nevis v'ha-shofen v'ha-chazir, enim tzrichin lo-mach-shov v'lo-hech-shov. Says in the same way, Shimon says, "Are the gomel and the nevers v'ashofen v'yachazir, and they don't need loy machshav lehechsher." And the yomer Shimon says, "My tam, why don't they need hechsher or machshava? Hoyo v'yeshlam simoni tyra, because these animals have at least one simon tyra. They don't have two, but they have one. Since they have one simon tyra, that's enough to make it as called an eichel." To sound, Rashi says, "Alpha gomel." Let's see. Rashi says, "Afa Gomel, echad misimoni tyra." Now, midah meisah Shimon b'seifa mechalal the reisha rabban mashmer. That's only if Shimon is getting wrong in the reisha in the sefer. If Shimon is the one that says Afa Gomel, these things also mashmer the reisha, though it's not for Shimon. It's so shmamina less loisura chesuvay. So you see, even the rabbanon hold that stam the fact something is also does not make it into an eichel. But otherwise, you have to have machshava. So you must be, this b'risa does not go only according to the Shimon, but the ratio of the b'risa is the rabbanon shita. So you see, clearly, even though something's also, still needs hechsher. Yeah. So this is true. So we're back to the kasha. If even if the rabbanon hold isur is not chishuvay, so we're back to the kasha then, why do rabbanon hold these first things matamat tumas eichlin at the petach hamor? Why is it makabat tumas eichlin? It loy chishuv aleh. That's why Rabbi Shimon says it's not makabat tumas, it's loy chishuv. So why did Rabbanon argue? So what's the new answer now? El rather amar rava. Rava says like this: the kuli yalma loyam rini suru chishuv. It could be both. Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanon both agree that just the fact something is awesome, that does not make it into an eichel. It could be you still have to have machshava. But it's like this. If the price before is talking about where the person did not want to make the pet, did not want to be played with the petachamor, and we had to come along and knock off the head, of the Petach Mor, and Echnami, even the Rabbonim would agree then that it's not Matumas Eichlin. Since you were not Machshiv to eat it, or to give it to a great teeth, and Echnami, everybody, even the Rabbonim would agree it's not Makabot Tumah. If so, though, for Hocher, Mayaskin, what we're talking about over here, like, what do Rabbonim agree that it is Makabot Tumah?